Okay. Good evening, everyone. Tonight's shiur is dedicated Zchus Refuah Shleima specifically Moshe Eliezer ben Esther Tzipora HaLevi and all Cholei Klal Yisrael that need Rachmi Shemayim. We find ourselves in a very difficult matzav, as I said, needing Rachmi Shemayim. Cholei Klal Yisrael needed Rachmi Shemayim. All of Am Yisrael needed Rachmi Shemayim. But in a way, it's a real little bit of a tzara al gabe tzara. In general, when Klal Yisrael faced tzaras like we just experienced in the Yontif of Purim, so Esther tells all of Am Yisrael to gather together, as the Gemara Megillah tells us, and they beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they sent their tefillos up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Gemara calls it Zman Kehila Lakol. The Gemara says that the day of Tainus Esther was a Yom Kehila, was a Yom that we gathered together, and we were able to daven as a tzibor, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanus on us, and yet we find ourselves in a tzara that is so unique, it's a tzara al gabe tzara, that we want Rachmei Shemayim to resolve the tzara, yet we don't even have the ability to gather together as a tzibor to request and to make this man kehila. As I was reading this last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakel, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Am Yisrael after their tzara, after Chet HaEgel, there was a kehila, a response to the tzaras of Am Yisrael in Esther, in Chet HaEgel, yet we are locked. We have a tzara al gabe tzara that we don't have the ability to even use that tool of kehila, of tefillah b'tzibor, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmei Shamayim, a tzara keilu like we've never experienced, that we don't have the ability to attempt to resolve the tzara through the classic mode of the kehila of the Vayakel. And it's very difficult. It's difficult on a practical level to try to daven, knowing that we don't have that tool, knowing that we don't have that idea, that concept of tefillah b'tzibor. It's beautiful to hear how everyone is so interested and wants to know all these different ways, and questions are coming in all the time of ways that perhaps we can daven through devices, splitting up with each other. But ultimately, as our doctors and our Rabbanim and our Gedolim are telling us, that we don't have this option of Kehila. We are right now in this matzav that we're limited, and we're restricted, and we don't have this ability to utilize the koyach hatzibor, which is very, very, which makes the tzara a double tzara, which makes the tzara much more difficult. So I'd like to focus on this idea, on this approach, on this concept and this perspective, that the concept of tefillah b'tzibor, because we're not together and because we're not going to shul, so we lack that element of tefillah b'tzibor. The Torah in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Vayikra, starts off in the opening Pasuk, introducing the Karban Oila, the voluntary Karban of a Karban Oila Snidava. A person has the ability, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, V'yamart Alehem, in the second Pasuk, Odom ki yakriv mikem Karban la'Hashem, min ha-behema, min ha-bokar, min ha-tzon, takrivu es Karban chem. A person, Rashi tells us, who wants to volunteer the Ola offering. Kishiyakriv bekarbonas nidava dibra inyan. A person has the ability to volunteer a karbon. So the Torah tells us he could bring Adam kiyakriv. A person could bring a personal Ola. Then Rashi says, takrivu milamed sheshnayim misnadvin Ola b'shutfus. It teaches us in the plural language, takrivu, that this voluntary karbon Ola could also be brought in a partnership with two individuals. And then Rashi says the additional language, as the Pasuk states, min ha-bokar u-min ha-tzon takrivu es karbon chem. So why is there a double language of takrivu with karbon chem? So on this Rashi tells us, milamid shehi ba'a nidvas tzibur, he oilas kayitz ha-mizbeach ha-ba'a min ha-mosaros. The Gemara in Shavuos tells us, the Mishnayos in Shkalim refer to this, that the Beis HaMikdash never wanted the Mizbeach to be empty from Karbanos. So they would take leftover money, they would take over leftover Shkalim and leftover money, the surplus, and they would use it to now buy the Kayetz HaMizbeach, what's called the additional offerings that would be constantly burnt on the Mizbeach, so there should never be any vacancy, there should never be any situation that the Mizbeach is empty from Karbanos. Rashi tells us at the beginning of this week's Parsha, Takrivu, that an Ola, classic Karban Ola, could be brought with Shutfus. And when is it Karban Chem? When is it Nidvas Tzibor? When do you have this concept of a public offering, a Karban Tzibor, that is only this type of Karban that's brought from the leftover Shkolim that Beis Din buys to now have these special Karbanos that are on the Mizbeach and offered in such a way? The Ramban points out in the beginning of this week's Parsha that it seems clear from Rashi that if the Tzibor, if the general public, if Rove of Am Yisrael wanted to get together and decided, like a Yochid, and they said, we don't only want to give our Karban that we're obligated to give today. We don't only want to bring the Tamid that we brought every day. We want to, as a Tzibor, volunteer a Karban. Comes along the Ramban, and he's learning from Rashi, from the fact that Rashi was only able to find a Karban Tzibor as the Kayetz HaMizbeach, this limited situation. Apparently, a Tzibor does not have the ability to voluntarily offer a Karban like a Yachid does. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban reads the Pasuk differently than Rashi. And the Ramban is of the opinion, Ve'efshe shenoymar, Shem rotzu tzibor lahafrish betchilu l'nedova, Ve'yigbo oso kashe yigbo ha'shalom l'tmidim, U'musofin shi'etin nidvas tzibor ka'oilas be'ema, Ve'ein basmicha, Shenisrava min ha'kosav hazeh. Comes along the Ramban and argues on Rashi at the beginning, at the outset of Parshas Vayikra, and they have a fundamental machloikes. What would happen if initially we have a Karban that's sitting in front of us, and all of Am Yisrael decide, majority of Am Yisrael decide, let's volunteer this Karban on behalf of the Tzibor of Am Yisrael. Rove of Am Yisrael, the majority of Am Yisrael, will offer this voluntarily to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes along the Ramban and says that will be a regular Karban Tzibor. We know that the halacha is that when it comes to a Karban Tzibor, there are different rules and regulations that apply to a Karban Tzibor. You don't lean on a Karban Tzibor like you do when it comes to a Karban Yachid. Says the Ramban, if a Tzibor, the majority of people, volunteer this Karban, it will have a din of a Karban Tzibor, and you will not be required to lean on it. Similarly, says the Ramban, the Nesachim, the libations that went along and joined with the Karban would come from the pocket of the Tzibor and not come from the private pockets of the individuals. That's because this is considered like a Karban Tzibor. It's a public offering. However, according to Rashi, that's not the case. From the fact that Rashi could not find the defining the pasuk of Karban Chem to be that the Klal Yisrael volunteer just like a Yachid, and Rove, majority of Am Yisrael, decided one day, let's offer a Karban. Clearly the Ramban understands in Das Rashi that such a thing is not true. And the only time you'll have a voluntary Karban is if it's a Karban Yachid or a Karban of Shutfin. The second you're in the category of what? Karban Tzibor, a public offering? There's no voluntary ideas. There's no voluntary Karbanos. A Karban Tzibor has to be a chova, has to be obligatory. And according to Rashi, if majority of Am Yisrael decided one day to voluntarily offer a korban, then you have to lean on the korban because it's a type of korban of a korban yachid. It might have a lot of partners that own this korban, but by definition, this is a korban yachid. It's not a korban sibur. This idea actually finds itself lehalocha in Meseches Brachos, which the Daf Yomi just finished. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chaf Aleph talks about Rabbi Yochanan's statement that a person could daven nedava. Halavai sha'odam yispalel kol hayom kulo. Person is not only obligated to daven with the obligatory davenings, the three tefillos that we daven on a classic basis, on a daily basis, but a person could also volunteer more korban, with more tefillos, at least according to the Gemara. Whether or not it's suggested bizman hazeh, you could look at the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah has a lengthy discussion about that. But in Medina de Gemara, a person would be allowed to volunteer tefillos. Comes along the Rif in his Dapi Arif in Daf Yuv Gimel on that, commenting on that Gemara, comes along the Rif and he says, not so fast. That's when it comes to regular tefillos. That's when it comes to tefillos that are connected to Bakoshas Rachamim, a personal tefillah, like a tefillas yochid. However, if there's a tefillah that only highlights the karbonos hatzibor, namely what type of tefillah, says the Rif. If you have the tefillah of Musaf, which is only keneged karbonos and is not mimicking anything else, there is no Av, there is no Father, there is no Rachamim when it comes to the tefillah of Musaf. It's only representing the karbon of Musaf, which was a karbon sibor that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rif, there is no tefillas nedava in when it comes to karbon musaf, and a person cannot volunteer an additional musaf. That is the psak of the Rif. This is paskind in Simen Kuf Zayin in Shulchan Aruch that when it comes to tefillas musaf, a person cannot be misnadiv an additional musaf like he can by other tefillas, by Shachris Mincha and Maariv, which represent in addition to the karbon, it represents. It represents Rachamim, or it represents the Avos that it was established Keneged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Baal HaMaor in Brachos on Daf Yud Gimel questions the Rif and he says, what? Why can't a person volunteer a Tfilas Musaf? Why are you so sure that the Tfilah of Musaf is different than all the other Tfilas? Just because Musaf is Keneged the Karbonos Tzibor, so therefore, it doesn't lend itself to a nedava. Says the Baal HaMaor, you have nedavas that were volunteered all the time. The Baal HaMaor is exactly arguing the argument of the Ramban in our Parsha, in Parsha's Vayikra. A karban nedava is no different than a karban yachid. And if many individuals and majority of Klal Yisrael wanted to get together and offer the karban sibor, they would be able to voluntarily offer a karban. And Karban Tzibor is not different than a Karban Yachid. However, it's apparent that the Rif had a different approach. The Rif was of the opinion, like Shitas Rashi, that Karban Yachid lends itself to voluntary Karbonos, but when it comes to Karban Tzibor, which ultimately affects us, Halacha L'maisa in the world of Musaf, that you cannot offer that on a voluntary basis, and it would not be Niskabil, would not be accepted. Why is that the case? L'chora, what the Baal HaMaor and the Ramban are arguing, makes sense. What's the difference if you have one individual when I bring a Karban Yachid, or if I have many individuals, I have a Shutfus, so we have 10 individuals, 12 individuals, 15 individuals, 20 individuals, and suddenly when you come to the world of Karban Tzibor, suddenly Rashi and the Rif tell us, no, here the rules change. Here it's totally different. The Ramban and the Baal HaMaor are right. It's just a bunch of individuals. It's just Rov of Am Yisrael. What's the problem with understanding that there's a Karban Nedava in the world of Karban Tzibor? And I think the answer to this question lies in a fascinating Gemara in Tmura. The Gemara in Tmura on Daf Tezayin tells us, discusses the middle Dapim of Meseches Tmura, discuss situations where you have a Karban Chatos, and you're not able to bring that Karban Chatos. One of the reasons you're not able to bring that Karban Chatos is because the owner of the Karban Chatos is no longer living. It's called Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleh. The Bailam is no longer living, and now we don't have the ability to bring this Karban Chatas. Moshe Rabbeinu learned from Maimed Har Sinai as the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that such a Karban cannot be brought on the Mizbeach and has to be killed. And there are special halachas, what's called the Chamesh Chatas HaMesas, that were learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu Mehar Sinai, how to deal with five situations of a Karban Chatas that no longer have the ability to be brought in their regular fashion. The Gemara raises a Shaila. The Gemara is unsure, what's the din if you have a Chatas HaMesas, that the Bailim died, but it wasn't the Bailim of a Karban Yachid. But what happens if you have a Chatas HaTzibur, that the Tzibur was wiped out, Rachmana Litzlan, and no longer the people who donated their money for that Karban Chatas are no longer living? What would be the Halacha when it comes to such a Chatas? So the Gemara is going back and forth, and then the Gemara concludes with the following line, and listen carefully. The Gemara says, Chatas HaTzibur Shemesa can still be brought, and it doesn't become a Chatas that Mesu Ba'aleha. It is not similar to a person who owns a personal Karban that the owner dies. Because, says the Gemara, Ein HaTzibur Mes. Am Yisrael, what is considered a Tzibur, could never die. Comes along Rav Shimon Shkop in his Sefer Shar Yosher, and he explains what was the Shakla Vitaria in the Gemara. What happened from the beginning, from the initial rationale, from the initial ideas of the Gemara, and what transpired in the end of the Gemara with the language of Ein HaTzibur Meis. Listen to what Rav Shimon Shkop tells us. Rav Shimon Shkop tells us that the Gemara originally thought, more similar to what we're arguing in the name of the Ramban and the Baal HaMor, what intuitively makes sense, that all a Tzibur is just a bunch of people that gather together in a room or in an era or in a generation, and they become majority, they become a rove, and they're a composite of many different yechidim, many different parts, and they offer a karbon. That's what the Gemara originally assumed. But then the Gemara argues that's not what a tzibur is. A tzibur is something that has an existence that's above and beyond our life. That's Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. That's something that is beyond the living organism that we're referring to, that we understand. That's beyond life, that's beyond the boundaries, the gvulim of this world. That's what it means to be part of a tzibur. That's what it means. It's a totally different entity. It's like Lamashal Lahavdil, you would say. It's not a composite of parts. There's no personal liability over here. It's a corporate entity. It's a new existence. That's what a Karban Tzibur is. That's what Rashi and the Rif held. The Karban of Tzibur plays by different rules. It doesn't become from a Karban Yochid, and then when you add up many, 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 many single numbers, and then you get to a majority, so now suddenly I have a Karban Tzibur, but I follow by the same rules. No, it's not just a lot of Karban Yochids. It's a new entity. It's a new level of existence. It includes, even after you breathe and you're alive and you're on the surface of this earth, Ein HaTzibur Meis. The people who purchased this Karban, says the Gemara in Tzmura, are no longer living. Yet the Karban that represents the Tzibur of Am Yisrael can still be brought. Because the second it's now connected to this concept of Tzibur, it's not limited to the Yechidim and to their existence and to their personal lives. That's the answer to Rashi and to the Rif in the way they understood Karbonos at the beginning of this week's Parsha. There is rules and regulations per people can do things when the Karbon relates to the individual, when the Karbon relates to my independent existence. When the Karbon talks to me, I can volunteer. I can be generous. I could have a certain approach. However, when the carbon relates to the tzibur, it's not just a composite of many different yechidim, but it's on this new level of existence. It's this new entity that's called tzibur, that's now a different halacha in karbonos, that now is a new creation, a new development in karbonos. And there we don't refer to the yachid. We don't have that generosity of the singular. And therefore, it plays by a different rules and regulations. And therefore, it could live on, even if the person per individually is no longer in existence, because it's already registered as that new tzibur entity, and now it could be brought to represent the tzibur of Am Yisrael. This, on a certain level, tells us that even people who were no longer in existence, they are still part of Am Yisrael. They are still have a chelek in the tzibur of Am Yisrael, because it's not dependent on the lives and on the people that are walking around on the surface of the earth. Bizman hazeh. But Rabosai l'inyonenu, what this tells us, and what Rashi and the Rif are arguing to us by a carbon musaf that doesn't exist by Nedava, it tells us that we have a new definition of tzibur. That we have to approach tzibur in a different wavelength, with a different perspective. And Memele talks to us in our matzav, in our situation. You see, Rabbi, as I started the shir, we had a very big difficulty, and I said there was a tzara al gabi tzara. Because not only do we have this tzara, this matzav, that Rachmano Litzlan people are suffering, people are not able to live their normal lives, but we don't have the ability to respond in our classic way. We don't have the tool of tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore, it's a tzara al gabi tzara. However, Rabosai, perhaps what the Rishonim are telling us, that we have the wrong perspective of tzibur. We think that tefillah b'tzibur just means merely 10 individuals gathering together in a room. But it's much more than that. It's much deeper than that. It's a new level of existence. It's a new focus, a new perspective that is above and beyond our personal lives, that we connect to this new level of carbon, this new level of service, that now perhaps we could suggest on a certain level, obviously not to be recommended when we don't have a situation like this, but on a certain level, there still is a dimension of a tzibur, even when we are all isolated in our own houses, not able to gather in one structure, in one building, to daven together in unison. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, a fascinating Gemara. I'm sorry, on Daf Yudzayin Amid Beis. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us a Gemara that is definitely on our minds right now. The Gemara introduces what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in two parshios ago, in Parshas Kisisa, to say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, when we have an Eis Tzara, the Bris Krusa, and there's a Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mivavata L'Gzeira Ra, if we say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And the Gemara challenges from other areas that apparently the Yud Gimel Midos didn't help us. And the Gemara says, Kan Koidim Gzeira, Kan La'achar Gzeira. There are situations where you could stop the Gzeira from being decreed, and that was where the Yud Gimel Midos will help you. But then the Gemara says, but once there's a Gzeira, so then the Yud Gimel Midos can't help you. The Gemara continues to challenge this. And the Gemara says that there were certain situations that the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim helped Lachar HaGzeira and were merapid HaGzeira. So the Gemara says, it's clear from the fact that the Gemara uses a Lashon of Refuah that it healed the Gzeira that was already in existence and it responded to a Gzeira that was already decreed. So how could you tell me that the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim cannot help you in a situation where it was set in stone, where it was decreed from Shamayim? So the Gemara responds, Kan biyochid, kan betzibur. When does the Gzeirah Ra have the ability to be nullified, even after the decree? That's a situation where you're davening with a tzibur. And then the Gemara, listen carefully, goes on to say and challenge that conclusion. The Gemara says there were a bunch of people that were on a ship, and the ship was sinking. And the Gemara says they davened to Hashem, and the gzeira was not nispatel, and the ship sunk. And the Gemara says the following language: Ha nami ki yechidim domi. That was also yechidim. Listen to what the Avnei Nezer tells us on this Gemara, which I think is exactly what we're trying to emphasize in this matzav, and that on a certain level, Tefillah B'Tzibur lives on and could still exist and assist us in this matzav and this gzera ra'ah. The Avnei Nezer says there were more than 10 people on that ship. Don't think that the Gemara is just telling you a simple answer that there weren't 10 people, because then what did the Gemara originally assume? No, there were a lot of people on that ship. And all those people were davening. But says the Avnei Nezer, those people were davening k'yichidim, as individuals, as a collection of just people that come together in a shul that all daven for their own lives, and they don't connect to be this new corporate entity, to be this new level of existence, to be this carbon tzibur, to be this new halachic existence. That was the problem. If I join together and I have my life and I'm not connected to your life, and now we're not intertwined together and we're not focused on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the way that really what a tzibur is supposed to be, a new level of existence. So what does it do? So you have a minyan. So you have a nice, impressive kehila. So there are a lot of people that are paying membership. That's not what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam meant when he said a carbon tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that everyone, tzibur, tzadikim, beinonim, v'rishoyim, everyone. We don't look at their individual criteria. We don't look at their resumes. We need everyone, because everyone is part of this purpose, is part of this mission, is part of achieving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzon HaBoyrei, and that's why we're here. We're attaching ourselves. We're going to a new level of existence. We're now superseding natural law. We're going back a tzibur she'eino mesa, like the Gemara in Tmura is telling us. So if we group together, if we gather, just because we're more than 10, or just because we get a lot of numbers, that's not going to suffice to create this new entity called tzibur. But moreover, Rabbeisai, I think that if the Avnei Nezer was telling us that the concept of tzibur, that this new halachic organism has the ability to not exist even if we're gathering together in a minyan, even if we're on the same ship, even if we're in the same area, so the same is true even if we're all in isolation, even if we're all restricted, even if we're all limited and we're in our own Dalet Amis. Yeah, we're physically in our own Dalet Amis. As Yechidim, we're in our own Dalet Amis. In the world of Nedava, we're in the world of Dalet Amis. But if we can focus, if we can change our mindset, if we can approach the world of Tzibur, which is what? A world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of totally dedicating ourselves and leaving our own personal selfish lives and davening for everyone else. So then we can have Tefillah B'Tzibur on a certain level, even though we're not together as a Tzibur, even though we're not physically in the same area. That can exist on our level, just like it exists on the ship. So the same is true when we're not able to be on the ship. But if we have the right mindset, if we have the right perspective, then we could accomplish Tefillah B'Tzibur. Then we can get to this new level of existence, and we can never die. We can be part of Netzach Yisrael, Chatos HaTzibur, Eino Mesa, because Tzibur Eni Mes. Because when you really apply yourself to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, to His family, to His Banim Lamakom, to Avinu Shebashamayim, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, to a person who cares about a brother as much as he cares about himself, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who cares about his father as much as he cares about himself, when you daven for things like that, so then that's true Tefillah B'Tzibur, even if you're not connected. The love I have for my brother who's stuck in a matzav, who's stuck in prison, who's stuck in isolation, that love is not affected. I stay connected to him. I stay bonded together. We have the ability to build a tzibur connection, unlike we do when it's unlimited, when it's not restricted. We now lost it. So we value it, and we can tap in to this tefillah b'tzibur. Rabotai, I want to share with you a comment to the Meshech Chochma. This is a comment to the Meshech Chochma and the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol that hopefully Yemir Tzah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel our tefillahs b'mehera, and therefore we should all lay this in our shuls as a tzibur. Yemir Tzah Hashem Shabbos HaGadol Abo Eleinu L'tova in 2 weeks. Comes along the Haftarah in Shabbos HaGadol, and the Pasuk says in Malachi, V'arva la'Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim ki me'oilam, something that we recite when we finish the Shemoneh Esrei. V'arva la'Hashem, and it is sweet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, the carbon mincha, the flower offering of Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Ask the Meshech Chochma, why is it specifically arva, sweet with that word? You could also say masok. And why is it specifically the Karban Mincha that we refer to in this psukim, in the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol? Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk says brilliantly that there's a difference between the word Masok, being sweet as Masok, and being sweet as Arev. When I taste honey, honey on its own is sweet. And that's when I use the phrase matok. It's very sweet. But when I make a sweet dish that has many different ingredients that mix together and jive together and now becomes sweet and is geshmak, so then I'll use the word, ze arev, the arva. This ta'aruvis, this mixture, is very pleasant and sweet. It's not matok. Matok is it's individually sweet. It's characteristic independently is sweet. But arva is the concoction. The whole dish is sweet. Comes along the Meshech Chochma and teaches us that the carbon mincha, the flower offering, was a carbon that could never be brought bishutfus. You could never have cliques. You can never have chevras. You can never exclude anyone when it comes to a carbon mincha. The only way you could bring a carbon mincha is if you brought it as this what? New entity, as this level of what? It's not brought what? It's only brought ein ababishutfin, but rather when you bring it as a public entity, it has to be a tzibur. Says the Meshech Chochma exactly what we're speaking about. When a person understands what it means to be part of the tzibur of Am Yisrael, when he gets over himself, when he doesn't stop, when he doesn't only focus on his own existence, when he's interlocked with his brother and comes together as Bonim Lamokom Lavinu Shabashamayim, when he attaches to that level of service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Karban Mincha, which is not brought Bishutvos, which doesn't focus on our individual existence. That's Arva. That's beautiful. That is so sweet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And similarly, the Meshech Chochma says, in the Haftarah of Parshas Dvarim, the Haftarah gives us Musar, Lama Savi Minchas Shav, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when we left this level of Tzibur, when even though we were gathering and we were attending all the Gimel Regalim, but we were always what? A bunch of Yechidim. We were never transforming our existence to be like the Karban Mincha, to be a Tzibur. We were just a bunch of Shutfin that got together and created a big number. So then the Navi says to us, Yeshaya, Lamali Mincha Shav. Why are you bringing a Mincha in vain? That is what we were lacking. Myrav Rabbeisai, the Koshnitz Maggid says, you want to know what Tfila B'Tzibur is? Tfila B'Tzibur is not 10 individuals coming together and davening in a room. Tfila B'Tzibur is 10 individuals davening for everything that the other individual needs, that they join together and daven for one thing. Myrav Rabbeisai, that is what's existing right now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mekabel our Tfilas. Never did we have Am Yisrael all over the globe davening for one thing and one thing only. To have rachmonis from this matzav, that everyone should be saved, that everyone should be healthy, that we shouldn't compete with each other, that we shouldn't have cliques, we shouldn't have competitions, we shouldn't have all these things that divide us. No one is focused on that anymore. It's just rachmei shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch, we want to serve you on a level of nidva, of tzibur, on a level of existence of ein tzibur meis. And our individual existence is not what's prime. It's so much more important. All of us together, we care about everyone else just as much as we care about ourselves. We can daven b'tzibur now. Tzibur exists if we tap into this tzibur of Rashi and the Rif, the tzibur of the Meshech Chochma, the tzibur of the Adnezer on the ship, understanding what it means to be a tzibur, understanding what the purpose of life, what the purpose of Avinu Shabashamayim is. He wants us to consolidate, to become together and become one entity, not to join in a room, not to relate, not just to say Shalom Aleichem and then speak Lashon Hara about each other, but actually to become one, to become Kaguf Echad, to become like an arm with an arm. I would do anything for this arm. He would do anything for that arm. That's what it means to be a tzibur. In Arev, the Arvali Minchas, we should be a Karban Mincha, and that should be our level of service. Our davening has to be for everyone on the same level. We have to interconnect to everyone on the same level, and then we could have Tefillah B'Tzibur here. Yes, we have a gzeira, but we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand what tzibur really means, what it means, tzibur, tzadik, and beinonim, v'rishayim. It doesn't matter where you're from, who your yichus is, what you're made up of, what you're involved with. Right now, we need you. You need me. We all need to come together to create this carbon. If you're not going to be there, then we're not going to have this carbon. If we would just be a composite, if we would just focus on the majority, so we would say, no. So Yenim didn't show up. No. It's not going to affect the majority. Majority rules. We still win the vote. We can still win the election. That's not what a tzibur is all about. It's not about numbers. It's not about being impressive. It's not about how many seats. It's about connecting to this other level of existence. And this level of existence is not about whether you're breathing or not. Ein hatzibur meis. So Marav Raboisai, we might be physically sailing on different ships. We might be right now on in our different Dalet Amos with our kosolos, with our walls around us. But join with me. Join with me on this new perspective of tzibur and recognize Raboisai in every tefillah, every tuni that we have, that you're joining together and you're davening for the same thing, for Avinu Shabashamayim's tzara, for Bonim Lamokom, for all of their tzara, which is all one entity, one new formed entity, one new level of existence. And Emirza Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be Mekabel. This type of tefillah b'tzibur that will break the gzeira ra and allow the ship to continue sailing to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meheira b'yameinu.